Good afternoon, David Creel, world's best double eagle coach, with my friend and the best State Farm life insurance agent that I'm aware of off the corner of 45 and Scarsdale in Houston, Steve Sipes. Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm good, David. Thanks for that awesome introduction.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's what I'm here for. I'm just here to give great introductions. Thanks for joining me today. I think we're going to have a great time today.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Awesome. Okay, so what would make this an extraordinary conversation today?
Well, you know, as we talked about, and I think your expertise is helping people discover some insights. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, so that's what I'm looking for. I know you're the guy to help me with that. And in just kind of getting ready for the conversation today, you challenged me with, hey, what is one problem you're trying to solve or some issue that you're dealing with? Mm-hmm. And so the problem I brought today is probably not unique to me, but probably common, you know, to small business owners like you and I. And so maybe not as much in your role, maybe so, but I tell you, one of the things that I struggle with specifically since the pandemic is just finding great talent to join my team. It's like one of the things that, it has been a challenge. And certainly some of it, I think is, I'm gonna speculate that some of it's external factors that I don't control, but I certainly think my process is probably part of it. Mm-hmm. As well. I see guys hiring people all the time. Like, okay, you know, what are you doing that I'm not doing, right? And so that's one thing that I thought, hey, I'd bring to the table. We could kick that around.
Okay, so what I heard you say was not, you don't want just anybody who's breathing to come work. You want thoroughbreds to come work for you. Like you know, racehorses come work for you, not just little donkeys or whatever, just on the side of the road. Anybody that's breathing, you'll come work for them. You want people that are rock stars, right?
So let me build on that. And that's a great question. They don't need to be thoroughbreds or necessarily rock stars. What's really important to me is fit. And okay. Because here, my belief is, you know, if it's a good fit, you'll like what you do. Mm-hmm. And if you like what you do, you truly enjoy it and have a passion for it, then you're going to be a rock star. Mm-hmm. And so I start there and I'm looking for the best of whomever it is that I'm talking to, if that makes sense.
So you're looking for the potential rock star in every person, where they're teachable and they're coachable, where they can come in, learn the system, learn the way you do it for your organization, and then go from there.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair. They don't necessarily need to be a rock star at what we do already. Certainly people who are coachable and receptive, right? That's certainly an important trait.
Yeah, but they can become rock stars. Yeah, like they have drive 100%. And potential and all this other stuff. That's what you're looking for.
People who want to maximize their potential. Sure.
Okay. So what are you doing now that's not working?
Man, if I knew that, I'd probably have figured out already, right?
Ask a different way. What are you doing now that you're not seeing the results that you want? What are you currently doing right now that's not getting you the results that you want?
Well, I think I use a service, right, that aggregates folks who are, you know, applying online, Indeed, Monster, whatever, all the platforms out there. I use one service that aggregates all these potential applicants. You know, and I advertise on their site so that my job postings pop up. So there's probably, you know, I don't know how many different ways that people can find us. Mm-hmm. But once they find us, then they apply. They go through they get plugged into our process. And then we start screening them, right? And so what I find is you know, it's all over the place, quite frankly. That people will apply who have been, you know, firemen, welders, healthcare, stenographers, you name it. It's across the board. People looking for different things, service, sales. So we start the process of, hey, are you really interested? We give them a couple of tasks up front, right? Mm-hmm. So whether they recognize it or not, it's a work sample. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You complete the task. And then part of our selection process, it does include an assessment, right? So I think my assessment is excellent. So I like that part of our process. I think on the front end, what I don't know that works really well is finding those right candidates. Now, somebody may think, hey, if I'm an insurance agent, world's best as far as you know, right? Mm-hmm. And but I'm not necessarily looking for somebody that already sells insurance, right? That's not necessarily the best candidate for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm looking for someone who's built for it DNA wise, but that doesn't necessarily mean they have had to do it already.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
out of 100 people, I might get 10, right? So that's a lot of work on my part to try and find, you know, someone who fits what we're looking for.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So how many people are on your team now?
Six.
And I mean, I'm pretty certain this is the case. Would you, maybe they didn't start this way, but would you classify all of them in some shape or form as they're rock stars? And whatever they do, they're rock stars.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've got a new team member to be seen, but the folks on my team are I am really liking how our team is forming.
Awesome. Right.
And it's always, you know, it's always forming, right? If you're Bill Belichick with the New England Patriots, every year you got a new crop of talent that you've got to get on the Bill Belichick program.
Sure.
And so we're always forming, but I really like how the team is shaping up right now. I'm excited about it.
Have you asked your current employees, maybe not the one that you hired last week, but the ones that have been with you for a while?
Yeah.
Have you asked them if they have any friends that want to come work?
I have, actually.
Okay. And how's that go?
Terrible.
Awesome. Okay. Fantastic. Okay.
I got zero candidates out of that.
Okay. What would you like to try that you currently aren't doing?
You know, I think, and it's not that I'm not doing it. I'm still working on the execution of it. So there's a college campus right around the corner from my office.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a lot of people there that don't know yet what they want to be when they grow up. Quite frankly, I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up until I was 48.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people who are working on education that are, quite frankly, they're probably receptive, right? So I'd love the opportunity to get in front of a group, you know, of students that are interested in finding out what they're built for.
Do you know anyone at the college?
I do, actually. I know a couple of people at the college and tapped into the vice chancellor a strategic initiative to help get that program rolling. So like I said, haven't not executed on it, work in progress.
Okay. Do you think talking to the, you said vice chancellor, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Now, I don't know anything about college, but that's like the chancellor's the top guy or girl, and the vice one is like the vice president, basically. They're one or two in command, right?
That's correct.
I understand it.
Yeah.
Would it be beneficial if you reached out to him or her and told them what you would like to do?
Yeah, we actually, you know, it's interesting. Other than insurance, I manage people's money. I'm a securities specialist, mm-hmm, or advisor. And so I manage the assets of the women of community colleges. I can't think of the fun name.
Okay. Women of, so WOC, I guess, W-O-C.
You know, there is an acronym for it, and it escapes me at the moment, but they have a fund that I manage for them, their assets. I manage their assets of the association for women in community college. Yeah, women, however you can come up with whatever acronym.
Okay, works for me. So
the vice chancellor happens to be the president of the association. And yes, to answer your question, long-winded way of answering your question is, when I had her knee to knee, I said, hey, by the way, after I answered all her questions, I said, hey, by the way, who would I talk to over here at the college that would be a great audience for me about this opportunity? And she's like, you know, that's me. I'm like, great.
Jackpot. So, right? Okay. So in your opinion, I'm about to sneeze here in a second. I feel it coming. So I'm going to hit
me
because
I always keep the camera.
I always have three. So three are coming. So I'm going to hit mute three times. Probably. I feel it. What? So she was receptive to what you had to say.
Yeah, or at 100%. Least
open to hearing about it.
No, she said she's actively working on a program, strategic initiatives to incorporate opportunities for students with local businesses.
What's the holdup?
Great question. I don't know. So candidly, the next thing would be for me to give her a call and go, hey, what's the holdup? Right. That would be like the next step.
Okay. So would you like to commit to calling her?
Yes.
Or him or whoever it is.
Her. Yeah. Her.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, cause she's on the women. So she's not going to be a dude if she's on the women of community college board or whatever. So she can't be a dude. So let me ask you this. Why haven't you called her yet?
Man.
Oh, David. Okay. See, now we're getting somewhere. Okay. So now that's...
I don't even want to answer that question.
That's the real question.
Yeah, I know.
What? Why haven't you
called this coming yet? Because I haven't made time.
Oh. Okay, so what you told me 3 minutes ago was...
three? Surely it took longer than that.
Well, I don't know when it was, but it was in the last 5 minutes, 100% certain.
Okay.
You said you are, I'm not going to say friends, but you're very good acquaintances with someone who's the vice chancellor of a local college that's 3 minutes from your office.
Yeah.
And you pitched her on that, not even pitched her, they just kind of told her about the idea. And she was like, yes, where have you been my whole life? This is exactly what I want. And we're going to, when did that happen?
I was like, I don't know, three weeks ago.
So you're going to tell me that in 3 weeks, you haven't had 10 spare minutes to call her?
I feel like there's a wrong and right way to answer that question.
Okay. Go with whichever one you want. It's fine with me.
So I did say that I haven't made time. I did say that.
Okay. So would you like to make time?
I am committed to making time.
Okay. So when are you going to call her?
I don't know. Next week.
What day?
Oh, I don't even have my calendar open, David.
Pick one. There's 7 days. Well, there's probably five because she's not going to be at school unless you got her personal cell phone number. She's not going to be at school on Saturday or Sunday. So you got 5 days.
You know, I might have her cell phone number.
Oh, that's even better.
Monday.
Monday. Okay, perfect. So you're committing to calling whoever this person is on Monday, May let my calendar come up. May 25th, 2022. That's when you're planning on calling her.
I'm putting it in the calendar right now.
Okay. And when are you going to call her?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Okay. And what are you going to tell her when you call her?
I am going to...
What are you going to ask, not tell? What are you going to ask?
You know, I think what I want to do is, I think, and you may agree with me, that the best conversations are the ones we have together.
100%.
So I think what I want to ask her is, hey, I'd love to come by, sit with you at your office and talk about your strategic initiative.
Yeah. Make it where it's a benefit to her, not just you.
Yeah. That's the idea.
Okay. Awesome. So you're on record. 4/25/22 at 10 a.m.
At 10 a.m.
That you were going to call her and get the ball rolling forward.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, could it be, and I'm just guessing here, I don't know. Could it be that you haven't called because you were trying to get everything going at the exact same time instead of taking baby steps?
No, I don't think so. My business is not mature. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't been doing this 30 years. We're still in very much growth mode. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty active in my office. That, you know, we hired a new team member, actively having conversations with new talent. You know, there's been a shift in the labor marketplace. Mm-hmm. Whereas a year ago, you know, if I had a job posting, we weren't getting five interested people. And of the five, you couldn't get five of them to talk to you. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing the flip of that now. It's actually quite a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And so I've got, it's probably more accurate to say, you know, I've got a bird in hand, right, that I'm paying attention to at the moment. You know, I think the plan with the vice chancellor, her name escapes me at the moment, but, you know, that's immediate need, but it's also long-term planning. And while I've not been trying to get everything done at once with her, I do have some things that, if you were looking at a Stephen Covey 4-quadrant, I'm probably in 1 and 2 and not in 3. She's probably in 3, right? But I'm probably in 1 and 2 right now with just things that are on the plate currently.
And is there anything that's currently on your plate that needs to come off your plate?
No, I think I'm probably, I think it's a fair question. It's a fair question. I think as I kind of look up into my brain here, I think I do an okay job of offloading things that I don't need to handle myself.
Okay, good.
You know, in my office, I'm the only one that's securities licensed. Not necessarily by design. It's just how it is. So right after this, I've got 2 client appointments that are going to take up the rest of the afternoon. Right. Sure. And so a lot of that, plus, you know, I've got a new team member that is for want of a better word, onboarding, right. That takes a lot of time and effort, you know, for me. So, you know, I think I know where I want to get the business to from a vision standpoint. But I don't think I've been working with teams for a long time, and I'm pretty good at, I think I'm okay. I'm not going to be boastful. I think I'm okay about not doing things that somebody else could be doing, and leveraging the team's talent. I think I do an okay job with that.
What would your team say if I asked them the exact same question, if you do a good job delegating?
I don't know. I've never asked.
Do you think you might want to ask?
I could.
Cool.
What would be a good way to ask that?
How would you like to ask it?
I don't know. I'm more of a direct person. So if I were just being me, I would just ask directly. Hey, how do you guys, if you were to grade me on my delegation abilities, what would you say?
Sounds good to me. I mean, it sounds like a pretty simple question to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why don't you ask that?
I could.
And see what they say. Now, have you ever heard of the DISC profile?
Oh, I'm familiar with DISC.
Okay.
I'm familiar with a bunch of assessments. Yeah.
Okay, so me too. So the DISC is probably one of the most popular, or if not the most popular. The key is, though, if all your team are high Ds, you know what I'm talking about when I say high Ds, I think Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think I may have... You know, I don't know if Ben, never done a disc with Ben, but he might be my only high D.
Okay, so.
But I get you. I understand what you're saying. Everybody's at the same profile.
Yeah, so it may be, that question may work directly with Ben, no questions asked, because a D, they don't want the details. Just give me the answer, or give me the question, let me answer.
Right.
But if someone who's a very outgoing people person has a lot of stories, always is doing something, they're going to need more of the details why you're asking. So it may be best, instead of talking to them as a group, pulling one of them aside and say, hey, do you have 5 minutes? I need to meet with you for 5 minutes. And sure. Then asking each individual the same question, but in a way they hear it, not the way that you want to say it.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm taking notes, David.
Awesome. So, and I think it's good that you have a vision, because a lot of people don't have a vision about what they want their business to look like. They've never even thought about it.
Yeah.
But we can also get caught in the weeds of working in the business so much that we don't work on the business. You got that?
Oh, yeah.
So it may be, maybe what you spend most of your time doing is, or almost all your time doing, is the securities thing, only the two or three things that only you can do.
Yeah.
And then someone else spends two or three things doing only what they can do. And then everybody's kind of interchangeable over time, but then it's, you know, you may not need to onboard every single aspect of every single person that comes in, you personally. I'm not saying it doesn't need to be done, but it may not be done by you.
Yeah, of course.
So, I think we're at a good place to stop.
Okay.
Because it's all about what's the smallest possible step you can take to advance whatever you want further. And now we have two. We have, maybe you form a question to your team, because you don't know what they're going to say. They may say, oh, you're the best I've ever seen at delegating. Perfect. Or they may not, because you've never asked, so you don't know what they're going to say.
Right.
So it may be like, maybe it's a, not a teachable moment, but it may be, depending on what they say, maybe you get all the team's input on how we all can make this thing go better.
Yeah.
So that way they don't feel, I'm not saying that your employees feel like they're just an employee, but if they don't know it already, which I'm sure they probably do, but they're going to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you got their back. And we're all on the same team. We all got our red shirts on and we're all going this way, but we all need to get on the same team and all going in this direction where we're clear and where we're communicating clearly, where there's not, you know, passive aggressive language or all this other stuff where it's like, hey, no, we're a team. You know, we got the same color jerseys on and we're going this way and we're going to get this ball over the goal line as a team, because I've heard it said, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you, that's why the geese that fly from Canada down to Mexico, that's why they fly in a pack, because they can go further as a group instead of flying by themselves, because they rotate and somebody gets the headwind and the whole deal. Right. And, but the key of that is you got to make sure you ask the question where they hear what you're trying to say and not where it's criticism, because you're not criticizing them. You're asking for their feedback and you value their feedback.
Yeah. 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 I understand. It's a good question. I've never asked it. And, you know, to your point, you don't know what you're going to get until you ask, right?
Yeah. I mean, yes. You don't know until you ask, but then once you ask, then you say, oh, okay, well, they said this, 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 or how could I address this issue that they're going with? It's like, oh, I didn't know you had this skill. Like this right here is perfect for you. Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. And when you ask, it's, you don't know what you're going to find out.
Yeah.
You know, and then, the simple step was 4:25:22 at 10 a.m. You're going to call the lady and see if you can maybe come to her office or take her out to lunch or something. And, you know, hey, let's get 30 minutes of time so I can help you get your initiative off the ground.
Yeah.
Because the thing about taking baby steps are once you take a baby step, well, then you can take another baby step. And then you can take another baby step. And before you know it, you've gone wherever you want, just taking baby steps.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you complete for today?
Yeah, no, you gave me homework, which.
Awesome.
Yeah, but you like that. but it's good. It's good that you gave me two good ideas or help. Uncover two good ideas.
Yeah. I was going to say, you gave you good ideas. I didn't.
No, I got it. But it has been, you know, just off radar, right? To get to the vice chancellor. Like it's important, not urgent. So we've got to move that up if we're going to see some benefit of that conversation. And then just asking the team, I think it's a great question. Not one that I've asked before, but it could yield a lot of discovery. So
100%.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, my pleasure. And thank you. Enjoyed it.
Have a great one.
You too.